When it comes to most movies, it seems that everything that could go wrong for the hero and the protagonist goes wrong. And the person, of course, is miraculously able to get out of every situation that comes their way. Us, the audience watching the movie, thinks that most of this is extremely unrealistic for two reasons. Firstly, it's not realistic at all that 16 things, usually, a lot of times in movies, sometimes could take place within 24 hours, 48 hours, that all these things go terribly wrong for the person. Okay, if one or two of them happen, that's somewhat more realistic. But every single thing goes wrong. And secondly, it's unrealistic that the person is going to actually be able to get out of all 16 situations and manage them as they did in the movie. And yet, we the Jewish people, if you were to make a movie about what we've been through, it would be exactly that, if not even more exaggerated than that. Over the past 2,000 years of our exile, we've been in every bad situation imaginable, and somehow we've managed to survive. We've endured pogroms, crusades, the Holocaust, and yet our movie still goes on. Although we're still in the midst of our galus, we all know how the story is going to end. And there'll be a fairy tale ending for the ages. If it was produced by Hollywood, then every single person would think this is the most unrealistic movie I've ever seen. There's no way this would ever happen in real life. That's how we'd walk out of the movie theater, and yet this is the story of our lives. This is the story of the Jewish people. We have a concept of Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, the things that occurred to the Avos, things that occurred not just to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but things that occurred in the Torah, those things we end up living through in our days as well. And in Parshas Maaseh, that we're going to be reading, so we go through the journeys of Bnei Yisrael, we recount every location, every place that Bnei Yisrael stopped, from Mitzrayim till when they were going to be entering the land of Eretz Yisrael. And we find a lot of allusions to what we're going through. The Sefer Megala Muko says that the opening pasuk is an allusion to the four galios, the four exiles that the Jewish people endured, as the Rashi Tevos of Eile Maase Bnei Israel, Aleph Mem, Beis and Yud, correspond to Edom, Madai, Bavel, and Yavan. And not only that, but the trop on top of Eile Maase is Azla Geresh, and then Munach Revi'i. Azla Geresh, go and like Geresh, like Gereshin is divorce, like go and leave. Munach Revi'i, the four resting places, the four stops, the four galios. And some say, the Mekubalim say, that each of the locations that they stopped is an allusion to every stop along our exile, along our journey that we've gone through. And with all that, even with all the difficult things that we've been through as a people, going from place to place, with the Inquisition, like I said, pogroms and crusades, with all those things that we've been through, we're still here. And of course, obviously, even though we're about to enter the month of Av, and we're going to be mematin b'simcha even more, and we're going to feel the avilus in even a more acute way, we're not going to be doing laundry. We're not going to be we're not going to be getting haircuts. We're not going to have meat, right? We're going to really feel it. And even though, of course, we're going to be mourning for the Churban, it's important for us to gain a certain appreciation for the fact that we're still here. Because we have to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for enabling us to still be around. Like I said, no one would believe our story if it were made into a movie. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who guides us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has put us and brought us from place to place, just like, as much as in the Midbar, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so we know that when the Anei HaKavod started moving, that's when Bnei Yisrael traveled. When it stopped, that's when they stopped, that's when they encamped somewhere. And of course, as clear and obvious as it was to the Bnei Yisrael back then, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one guiding them from place to place, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one guiding us from stop to stop, from location to location, wherever we are. The story there of Aaron Kotler once got into a cab, and he saw in the front seat of the cab, on the right side, there was this little miniature steering wheel that was able, like a little steering wheel you're able to move around, just like a real steering wheel, with a little horn in the middle. And it was right next to it. It was on the side of course, where the driver was with his actual steering wheel. And Rav Aaron Kotler asked the driver, he said, well, what's that all about? So the driver said, you know, my son, he likes driving around with me. He likes coming into my cab. And whenever he comes into my cab, he likes sitting here and he likes moving his little wheel and he feels as if he's the one driving the car. And Rav Aaron Kotler commented and he says, this is exactly how we feel in life. We feel as if we're the ones controlling our lives. We're the ones driving our car, taking us from destination to destination, wherever we want to go. When in reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the driver. We're just moving the toy little car. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really taking us from place to place. And as we appropriately now feel a greater sense of avilus as we approach Tisha B'Av and realize the journeys that we have endured throughout our galios, let us not only focus on what we don't have and the terrible state we're in, but let's realize that we're still here. We have a great driver at the wheel protecting us with every turn. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to be able to mourn appropriately. We're going to be able to be makir tov appropriately. And we're going to be able to Be'ezrat Hashem, si Mashiach, ma'ash b'mher v'yameinu. Amen.